This meditation uses words, images, and feelings to evoke loving-kindness and friendliness towards oneself and to others. We will express an intention, planting the seeds of loving wishes over and over in our heart. With this loving heart as our background, all that we attempt, all that we encounter, will open and flow more easily. So let's explore this practice in this meditation. Find a quiet place. Sit comfortably, but be respectful of your body. Let your body rest and be relaxed. Let your heart be soft. Let go of any plans or preoccupations. All that remains is this moment. Begin with yourself. Breathe gently, fully, and deeply for a few moments to establish a rhythm. Once you have an awareness of your breath, and once you feel relaxed in your breath and in your body, recite to yourself the following. This is where we need to start, because without loving yourself, it is almost impossible to love others. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. As you repeat these phrases, picture yourself as you are now and hold that image in a heart of loving kindness. Perhaps you will find it easier to picture yourself as a young child. So let's say these words once again silently to ourselves. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. Use the words here that most authentically open your heart in self-kindness. Let the feelings flow throughout your mind and your body. This will take some practice until the sense of loving kindness for yourself begins to grow. Before it does, it may at times feel mechanical and awkward. It can also bring up feelings contrary to loving kindness, feelings of irritation, feelings of anger. If this happens, it is especially important to be patient and kind towards yourself, allowing whatever arises to be received in a spirit of friendliness and kind affection. When you feel you've established some stronger sense of loving kindness for yourself, you can then expand your meditation to include others. Let's spend a few moments with that now. Choose a benefactor, someone in your life who has loved and truly cared for you. Picture them in your mind and recite the same phrases. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. Whether the image or feelings are clear right now does not matter. Just bring your focus on planting the seeds of loving wishes, repeating the phrases gently no matter what arises. Expressing gratitude to our benefactors is a natural form of love. In fact, some people find loving kindness for themselves so hard, they begin their practice with a benefactor in mind. This too is fine. The best practice in your loving kindness meditations is to follow the way that most easily opens your heart. And so now your last challenge in your loving kindness meditation would be to bring in a difficult person in your life, even an enemy, wishing that they too may be filled with loving kindness and peace. This will take practice. This will take practice, but let's try right now. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. Loving kindness can be practiced anywhere. You can use this meditation in traffic jams, on buses, and on airplanes. As you silently practice this meditation among people, you will come to feel a wonderful connection with them, the power of loving kindness. It will begin to calm your mind and keep you connected to your heart. So now, when you are ready, bring your presence back to the room. If your eyes have been closed, open them slowly as you adjust to the natural light once again. Congratulations. This is the basis for all loving kindness meditation.